Well, this is Community Development Block Grant Week, as it is every year, about this time here in the United States and here in Quincy. So we want to bring in Sean Glennon, the Community Planning Director for the City of Quincy's Planning Department, to tell us all about it. Hey, Sean.
Good morning, Joe.
Great to have you. And as I mentioned, CD Week is upon us a little earlier this year, though, right?
It is. It's usually the week after Easter, I think, because school vacation week is following next week. They are combining it this week with Holy Week. So it's certainly, you know, two for one. Fortunately, this is a week that Congress is on session as well, or excuse me, is not in session, as is the case next week as well. So it gives us an opportunity to meet with Congressman Lynch later this week and discuss some of the programs that we offer through our department.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But if we can, for folks who aren't aware, a little history lesson about what CDBG Week is.
So Community Development Week really started, decades ago. It refers to the CDBG program, the Community Development Block Grant Program, which has been around since 1975. The City of Quincy has been a recipient that entire time. So, you know, going on 45 plus years now at this point, the city has received about $98 million in CDBG money over that period of time. And we use it towards, you know, a variety of things every year, such as community center programs, housing rehabilitation, street and sidewalk repair, economic development activities. You know, the list just goes on and on. So it's really an opportunity for us to, you know, educate the residents in the city that might not know about it, and also to, you know, take our members of Congress for a project tour and just, you know, thank them for their support and also encourage future funding, you know, moving forward.
I know every year we talk about it, and every year I do ask you, but I think it's important for you to kind of highlight some concrete examples of how CDBG money has been used in Quincy so people can kind of understand, you know, what they're benefiting from.
Yeah. So, you know, a major one that we're very proud of was the acquisition and redevelopment of what is now the Germantown Neighborhood Center. We bought that building from the Archdiocese of Boston during that major downsizing of the Archdiocese of the physical infrastructure back in 2004, 2005. So we helped the YMCA purchase that building and rehab that. So it's now that what was St. Boniface Church is now the Germantown Neighborhood Center. That opened in 2007. And we've put, you know, over $1 million into that project over the, you know, that course, that period, and with additional programming, you know, funding each year for, you know, community center programs down there, as well as the operation of the food pantry, which is a critical resource. And likewise with QCAP, Quincy Community Action Programs, they have a food pantry, and, you know, we fund that as well. We help subsidize the senior transportation program that's run out of the Kennedy Center, something that a lot of people probably don't know about, that, you know, federal funding is going to help, you know, expand that program and providing, you know, critical transportation for seniors in the city.
What are some kind of needs in the city, Sean, that you think CD money could be used for going forward?
Well, you know, and that's a great question because the need is always there. And something sort of ironic about this program is that over the past 45 years, as we've made strides in some of the lower and moderate income communities, you know, in one part of the city, we've been able to bring them out of poverty. It means that another area of the city then later needs help because, you know, now they might be in a different position than another, you know, neighborhood was at a different time. So it's always shifting. And maps come out every, you know, maybe 10 years or so. These low and moderate income census blocks that are determined by the U.S. Census Bureau. And so we're just constantly looking at, you know, where are the needs in each neighborhood in terms of community center program or even street and sidewalk paving, like I said before. You know, if a low and moderate census block is, you know, meets the threshold in one year, but they don't in another, then we just shift, you know, our attention to another neighborhood that can use that funding for street and sidewalk improvements in that area. So we're just constantly monitoring and seeing what we can do to improve the quality of lives of Quincy residents.
Is there an actual kind of formula that is used to determine where the funds are allocated?
There is. Well, there's a formula for the allocation itself, which is determined by HUD, and they run two formulas. It's based on you know, population, the age of housing stock, and things like that. And to their credit, they actually give us the higher of the two allocations, whatever comes out. So that's a nice little perk out of that program. But locally, it's you know, discretion of this department making recommendations to the mayor's office and working in collaboration with local agencies and just seeing where the need is. It's based on a five-year plan that we do every 5 years as a needs assessment. And then we submit annual action plans to HUD each year to allocate how we, you know, decide where that funding should go in each year within that five-year plan.
Okay. And I'm assuming you work with the ward counselors, community activist groups, PTOs, things of that nature.
Right. So it's a pretty intensive needs assessment that's done every 5 years. We cast a very wide net, speak to as many agency leaders and community groups as we can, and then just pull it all together. And obviously, we can't do all of it in 1 year based on that needs assessment, which is why spread out over that five-year plan. Plus, we also don't know what our allocation is going to be in any given year. So it depends on what that is. So, ironically, we've already received all the proposals for this year or for the year starting July 1st, but we don't have our allocation yet. But that's just the way the clock works. We have to get our plan in by May 15th or thereabouts, 45 days before the start of the program year. So we sort of backtrack from that. And then once the allocations come in, we'll look at what the proposals were for the year, decide, where we think, money would be best used, and then move forward on July 1st of each year, start of the new program year.
Okay. Can you maybe give us a little highlight of what some of the proposals are, some of the wish list items this year?
We don't discuss that during this process. It's kind of a tricky situation. We don't want somebody to feel like they've been, slighted, or there's also people that might think there's a chance to get a net proposal in now, which unfortunately is a closed period at this point. They were due on February 14th. So this is a time where we, look at those internally, don't want to show our cards, too much to an agency that might, we don't want to, be unfair to the process or give somebody else an unfair advantage. But it is very much public. It's a, public records, situation throughout the entire process. There's an action plan that's out now. The draft action plan is out. That's available on the city website, quincyma.gov. If folks go to the Department of Planning and Community Development, they can see the draft plan out there now. Comments are still open. And then we will be getting that to HUD, hopefully in mid-May. And that gives them the summer to take a look at it. And we start, like I said, the program year on July 1st.
Okay. And at that point, you'll announce what will be funded?
Exactly. And the final plan goes up on the website, and everybody can take a look.
Okay. So what is happening this week for CD Week?
So it's a little different this year. We're still in semi-COVID protocols, as you know, the nature of, exactly. So our events are, in a way, they're closed to the public. We did have a waiting list for some events, so we're not really publicizing what's going on at this point. But, as we record this this morning on Tuesday, there's an event down at the Housenet Community Center, early childhood education celebration. So we have some folks down there in partnership with the Housenet Community Center doing a program down there. We're also going to be offering a seminar at the Kennedy Center tomorrow, Wednesday. Again, a closed list at this point, but just want to highlight that we do have a housing rehab program that is a huge benefit for seniors in particular, that offers a wide range of activities from, roofing to siding, new windows, you name it, we can pretty much do it at no cost, no upfront cost to seniors. And it's a loan, again, it's provided by the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development through this CDBG program, but we can do a wide variety of housing rehab projects, no upfront cost to seniors, a 0% deferred loan that does not have to be paid back until the house is sold or transferred. And we want to make that, as available as we possibly can to as many people as possible. So that seminar will be down there tomorrow. Again, it's closed at this point, but there's information available on our website, quincyma.gov. Again, going to planning and community development, there's a link to that program. But our highlight event this week is we'll be on Thursday at Quincy College. We have an event with Congressman Lynch, Mayor Koch, certainly, and also the HUD Region 1 Administrator, who is the highest ranking HUD official in New England, as well as the president of the National Community Development Association. And that is to celebrate the city's allocation of $430,000 that has been provided to Quincy College to offer an entire suite of job training programs, workforce development programs, through our stimulus money, through the CDBG stimulus money. We received $2.26 million in stimulus money. This is above and beyond our annual allocation. And Joe, as you know, we offered a small business grant program to a lot of mom and pop shops in those early days of the pandemic. That was in the spring of 2020. So that was a huge allocation. That was about $1.1 million in CDBG. But this $430,000 is the single largest allocation to one agency, so to speak. And so the college has done tremendous work with that. There have been over 40 students that have graduated from a certificate program with, you know, the certificate program is fantastic because they're graduating with a certificate with no debt. And not only do they have the education behind them, but also the college partners with many agencies that offer a job to these folks once they get the certificate. So they already have, you know, a pathway lined up. It's not just as if it wasn't good enough that they are able to get this, you know, certificate. But then there's, you know, agencies like Best of Care and the Gavin Foundation and others that will bring these people on once they graduate from one of these programs. So it's just, it's a tremendous partnership all around, and it'll be a great celebration of that effort.
What the certificate for, what is the actual program, Sean? What are they trained? So
there are eight different programs that they can choose from. There's a home health aid program, phlebotomy, medical coding and billing. There is a substance abuse addiction program, counseling program, and several others. And it's just a great opportunity. It's something that the college has offered, but through the infusion of this additional resource, they've been able to really just expand by leaps and bounds for this program. And I hope it's something we can continue moving forward.
Oh, that is interesting. Very good. Will there be some like students in the programs available to talk to at this event?
Yeah, we have four lined up that will be in the audience. They'll be happy to take questions and talk about it. They won't be speaking at the program. I've had some a little bit of stage fright among the students. I think they really weren't prepared for that, but they will be there to sort of talk informally with folks if they have any questions or want to learn more about it.
Well, I mean, as we've heard, as we emerge from the pandemic, workforce training, job training, retraining, reassessing of skills is going to be so crucial for people going forward who have either lost their jobs because of the pandemic or are looking to improve their situation, because of the pandemic.
Exactly. And that's really what this was designed for, is people that are, underemployed, unemployed, folks that lost their job as part of the shutdown in the early days of the pandemic, or people that just are looking for a change. And the focus again is on, low to moderate income Quincy residents. We have opened it up to additional folks as well, but there is a preference for low and moderate income Quincy residents. And like I said, I hope this is something we can continue moving forward, even though the stimulus money won't be there. We've just seen the tremendous benefits of this program. I think it's strengthened our partnership with the college as well. And I'm really excited about what the future holds between us and the college.
Yeah, I know we've talked in the past about the decline in the annual allotments of CD funds, but the pandemic kind of flipped that on its head for the past couple of years, didn't it?
It really did. And even before that, President Trump, and this is not a political statement, it's just a matter of fact that former president had proposed eliminating CDBG altogether every year that he proposed a budget. And thank goodness it's Congress that allocates funding for it, not the president, because this program wouldn't exist right now if that was the case. And fortunately, we have incredible supporters like Congressman Lynch and others in Congress who, see the bright side of this and realize the importance and just how critical really this funding is for local communities. And so not only has the program not been eliminated, but we've actually received an increase in funding in recent years. And then the stimulus has just been incredible. We've received about $7 million in stimulus funding. In addition to the CDBG program, there's also the Emergency Solutions Grant. That was about $1.8 million in additional funding for, hotel and motel vouchers for folks that were out on the street or, in the early days where the shelters had to depopulate. They couldn't have people in that barrack style setting that they used to have. And so they needed to spread out. They needed that money. And then also $2.9 million in additional funding for the HOME program, which is a 5-community consortium, which Quincy is the lead of. And that is a program that we use to create, maintain, and preserve affordable housing. And so that's going to be a tremendous boost to that program as well over the next several years. Of course, housing programs take longer by nature, so we do have more time to utilize those funds. But still, the influx over the past couple of years has been tremendous. And I hope that will open the eyes maybe of other members of Congress too across the country that maybe haven't been as supportive traditionally.
And this, we should point out too, this is separate from the, I think it's $34 million that the city is getting as a whole. Is that right?
That's right. This is above and beyond even that allocation. There was a separate piece that went to, states and counties, which is going through the Department of Treasury. They're actually using the CDBG formula to allocate that, but it's not going through HUD. It's going through the Treasury. And so that's a separate allocation to the city.
Right. And that's at the mayor's discretion, I know. And he's got plans for those funds. I know we'll be talking about with him in the future. And not all communities are as fortunate as Quincy, Sean, to have folks like you, to kind of oversee and manage this program.
I appreciate that. It does require a population of 50,000, which is a blessing and a curse because we're well over that. And so actually the increase in population is going to benefit us now that we're over 100,000. We should see an increase in funding. But over time, as communities grow, it means that more communities are actually able to now become entitlement communities.
A little smaller.
So yeah. It's a blessing and a curse because over the past 45 years, the HUD allocation, or I should say the congressional allocation in general, has increased 100%, but the number of communities has increased more than that. So, just to put it in perspective, there were about 600 entitlement communities back in 1975. There are 1,200 today. So twice as many grantees, but only about 50% more funding. So we're fortunate that we have seen an increase in recent years, but the message really across the country is that we'd like to advocate for additional funding, nationwide, so that just even, cost of living increases, inflation, things like that. Unfortunately, the national allocation hasn't really kept up with those things. But fortunately, like I said, with members of Congress, like Congressman Lynch, we have seen an increase in recent years and hope we can continue that moving forward.
Very good. All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
That our action plan is open for public comment right now. I would encourage folks to visit the city website, quincyma.gov. Check out the Department of Planning and Community Development. Look under our plans page and you'll see the draft plan there. We welcome comments. And just looking forward to another great year starting July 1st.
All right. Great to talk to you, Sean. Appreciate it. And happy CD week.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.